Now let's come to chapter 45, and verse 1 reads, "Thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden, to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the loins of kings, to open before him the two-leaved gates, and the gates shall not be shut." Now this is a remarkable prophecy that took place. Now Cyrus did not appear on the stage of history until 200 years after Isaiah. And he came out of the east, way yonder in Persia. And they have discovered today his monument, that is actually grave marker. And you can't read it. I have it on a slide. And you can't read it without recognizing here is an humble man who was trusting God. You see, most of these rulers of the past are the biggest braggarts that you can imagine, and most of them are liars. You have to take everything they say with a grain of salt. They tell you how big and great they were. They're sort of like modern politicians, you know. And so they cannot be trusted. But this man, Cyrus, he makes no great claim at all. And yet, he conquered the world. Yet, you do not hear him boasting of that at all. Now, we find here that this man is God's anointed. And that, my friend, applies only to the Lord Jesus. But God called him that. Why? Because he delivered. He carried out the will of God. And he delivered them from captivity, and he permitted them to return to the land of promise. And he also encouraged them, those that didn't go, to send rich gifts of gold, silver, and precious things with those that returned. And in that respect, he was a Gentile Messiah of Israel and a vague foreshadowing of the one who was to come. Now, what is the two-leaved gates here? Well, I think those were the gates of Babylon, which shut Israel out from returning to Palestine. He opened up and said, they can walk out, they can go. Now, that makes this a remarkable section, by the way.